Some news just crossed the tape earlier this morning on the vaccine front. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration announced a new rule requiring that U.S. employers with 100 or more workers have their employees vaccinated against COVID-19 or implement weekly testing for their employees by January 4th. We have Yahoo Finance legal reporter Alexis Keenan here with more on this update. Alexis, what are the details of these requirements and what is this going to look like for companies as they implement this?
Hi, Emily. Yes. So today, the Biden administration is offering details about these new worker vaccination rules. Now, this affects millions of American workers. One rule will be administered by OSHA and another by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, this OSHA rule, it applies to all private U.S. employers with 100 or more employees. That's 84 million U.S. workers in total, two-thirds of the U.S. workforce. Now, they'll be required to ensure that their employees are fully vaccinated for COVID-19 by January 4th, and employees that are not fully vaccinated, they'll be required to produce negative tests to their employer each week. Now, starting December 5th, non-fully vaccinated employees will have to wear a mask at work, and for the most part, workers are going to have to pick up the tab for those tests. That's unless local or labor union rules require otherwise. Now, another requirement for these employers is to provide paid time off so that workers can get vaccinated. And they'll also have to offer sick leave for any side effects from receiving the vaccine that doesn't allow those workers to work. Now, if we turn over to the CMS's rule, on the other hand, that's going to apply to all U.S. healthcare facilities. And those are the ones that participate specifically in Medicare and Medicaid. That's 76,000 facilities in all, and more than 17 million healthcare workers will be affected there. Now, that same deadline of January 4th also applies for all of those workers, but the difference here is that there's no testing option at all, though administration officials do say that there will be exemptions for religious and medical reasons. Now, governors in Republican states and also lawmakers have already promised lawsuits over this OSHA rule. Critics say that employers also shouldn't be necessarily responsible for policing their workforce. And they also question the justification of requiring these rules for protections for only employees that work within companies that have those 100 or more workers on their staff. Emily?
Alexis, if employers fail to comply with these rules by early January, what are some of the penalties?
Yeah, so that's a big one here, Emily. There are penalties both under the OSHA rule as well as under the CMS rule for non-compliance. Now, OSHA fines, officials say, can range up to $13,653 for a single violation and up to $136,000+ for employers who willfully violate these new standards. So White House officials also say that OSHA does plan to carry out inspections. On the CMS side, penalties can go all the way up to losing funding altogether. So steep, steep penalties. But again, I've been doing a lot of reporting on the expected lawsuits that are anticipated from these rules. So I expect that we'll see those being filed as early as today.